The falconer moved his fingers, and Locke Lamora fell to his knees, gripped by an all-too-familiar pain that burned within his bones. He toppled onto the floor of the hovel beside Jean. "What a pleasure," said the sorcerer, "to see that you survived our little arrangement at the Echo Hole. I am impressed. Even despite your reputation, I had imagined we were too clever for you. Only this afternoon, I thought it was Jean Tannen alone that I sought. But this is something finer by far." "You," spat Locke, "are a twisted fucking animal." "No," said the bondsmage. "I obey the orders of my paying client, and my orders are to make sure the murderer of my client's sisters takes his time in dying." The falconer cracked his knuckles. "You, I regard as a windfall." Locke screamed and reached out towards the bondsmage, willing himself forward through the pain. But the falconer muttered under his breath, and the racking, stabbing sensations seemed to multiply tenfold. Locke flopped onto his back and tried to breathe, but the muscles behind and beneath his lungs were as solid as stones. When the bondsmage released him from this torment, he slumped down, gasping. The room spun. Vestris, the bondsmage's scorpion hawk, fluttered from his shoulder and settled into another corner of the room, staring balefully down at Locke, twisting her head from side to side in excitement. The falconer reached inside his coat and drew out a sheet of parchment, a quill, and a small bottle of ink. He uncapped the ink and set it down atop the sleeping pallet. He wet the quill and smiled down at Locke. "It would be much better, I think," said the falconer, "if you were to kill Jean, Master Lamora." Vestris screeched down at Locke. The sound had the strange, mocking undertones of laughter. "Oh, fuck," Locke thought. "Oh, gods!" "Of course," said the falconer. "We already know your last name is a sham. But I don't need a full name. Even a fragment of a true name will be quite enough. You'll see, Locke. I promise that you'll see." He dipped his quill in the ink and wrote briefly on the parchment. "Now," said the falconer, "I name your name, Locke. I name your given name the truthful name, the name of the spirit. I name your name, Locke. Arise. Arise and take up Jean Tannen's hatchets. Arise and kill Jean Tannen." Locke pushed himself up to his knees and rested on his hands for a moment. "Kill Jean Tannen." Shaking, he reached out for one of Jean's hatchets, slid it toward himself, and crawled forward with it clutched in his right hand. His breathing was ragged. Jean Tannen lay at the bondsmage's heels, just 3 or 4 feet away, on his face in the plaster dust of the hovel. Locke paused at the falconer's feet and turned his head slowly to stare at Jean. One of the big man's eyes was open, unblinking. There was real terror there. Jean's lips quivered uselessly, trying to form words. Locke pushed himself up and raised the hatchet. He bellowed wordlessly. He jabbed up with the heavy ball of the hatchet. The blow struck home, right between the falconer's legs. The parchment fluttered from the bondsmage's hands, and he gasped and fell forward, clutching at his groin. Locke whirled to his right, expecting instant attack from the scorpion hawk, but to his surprise, the bird had fallen from its perch and was writhing on the hovel floor, wings beating uselessly at the air, a series of choked half-screeches issuing from its beak. Locke smiled the cruelest smile he'd ever worn in his entire life as he rose to his feet. "It's like that, is it?" He grinned fiercely at the bondsmage as he slowly raised the hatchet, ball side down. "You see what she sees. Each of you feels what the other feels." The falconer attempted to stand up, but Jean Tannen suddenly rolled toward him and reached up, grabbing him by the lapels. The big man yanked hard, and the falconer crashed back down forehead first against the floor of the hovel, and Vestris screeched once again from the floor beside his feet. Locke whipped the hatchet down in a hammer blow, breaking Vestris's left wing with a dry crack. The falconer screamed and writhed, flailing hard enough to briefly break free from Jean's grasp. He clutched at his left arm and hollered, his eyes wide with shock. Locke kicked him in the face hard, and the bondsmage rolled over in the dust, spitting up the blood that was suddenly running from his nose. "Just one question, you arrogant fucker," said Locke. "I'll grant the Lamora part is easy to spot. The truth is, I didn't know about the apt translation when I took the name. I borrowed it from this old sausage dealer who was kind to me once, back in Catchfire before the plague. I just liked the way it sounded." "But what the actual fuck," he said slowly, "ever gave you the idea that Locke was the first name I was actually born with?" He raised the hatchet again, reversed it so the blade side was toward the ground, and then brought it down with all of his strength, severing Vestris's head completely from her body. The sound of the bird's suddenly interrupted screech echoed and merged with the screams of the falconer, who clutched at his head and kicked his legs wildly. His cries were pure madness, and it was a mercy to the ears of Locke and Jean when they ceased, and he fell sobbing into unconsciousness.